From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hello, Will.
Hi, Sheila.
We got so many emails about your favorite word last week, Ucalegon.
Ucalegon, yeah.
Which means a neighbor whose house is on fire.
Right. And it came from the Trojan War, where someone's neighbor actually had a house that was on fire.
People seem fascinated, so I'm wondering, do you have any more favorite words up your sleeve?
Well, I'll tell you my second favorite word is something I memorized as a child. It's pneumono-ultramicroscopic silico-volcano-coniosis. Not sure I'm pronouncing it right, but I memorized that when I was a child. It's a 45-letter word that means miner's black lung disease. And apparently, this word started out as a hoax. It was invented by the National Puzzlers League. Someone in the National Puzzlers League in the 1930s, they started using it. It got into the newspapers. It eventually made the dictionaries. And it's a completely made-up word.
And is this the word that set you on your puzzle course for the rest of your life?
Well, I think it's a sign that I was a little crazy, even as a child.
It's a wonderful word. Compared to that, the challenge you left us with last week is easy, but still remind us what it was.
Yes, it came from listener Don Lemke. I said, think of a famous person in history, 5 letters in the first name, 4 letters in the last. You can rearrange the letters in this person's first name to spell a term used in a certain game, and you can rearrange the letters in the last name to spell the game in which the term is used. Who is it?
And the answer?
The answer is Marco Polo. You can rearrange the letters in his first name to make Carom, C-A-R-O-M. Rearrange the letters in the last name to get Pool.
And that's the game, and that's the term in the game. We had more than 1,300 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Sue Marsh from Bells, Tennessee. Welcome, Sue.
Welcome. I'm glad to hear from y'all.
And tell me, Sue, what do you do there?
I'm the office manager at Concrete Products Company in Jackson, Tennessee.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Over 3 years.
Are you ready to play now?
I think so.
Sue, meet Will.
Hi, Sue. And Sheila, I'm going to give you clues for 2 words. The first word ends in the letter O. Change the O to an E sound, and phonetically you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said late night host Jay and comedian Bruce, you would say Leno and Lenny. All right, number one is a rodeo rope, and your second clue is a TV dog.
Lasso and Lassie.
Excellent. Number two is a big African animal, and your second clue is a person who might wear beads.
A large African animal.
Yeah, it's a shortened form.
Rhino.
Nope, not a rhino.
Oh.
What's the other big African animal whose name ends in O?
Hippo.
Yes.
And hippie.
And hippie is right. Enthusiasm or zeal. And your second clue is having bursts of wind. And in old beer advertisements, they'd say you might drink a big beer with this.
Gusto.
Gusto, yes.
Gusty.
And gusty is right. A word of agreement and a little song.
Diddy.
Yes.
A little song. Ditto.
Ditto and Diddy. Very good. An old record player. And your second clue is not genuine.
Phono and phony.
Excellent. Pace. And your second clue is city in Arizona.
Tempo and Tempe.
Very good.
Wow.
The poor part of a city. And famous oil man.
A ghetto in Getty.
Good. River of Italy. And golfer Palmer to friends.
Arno.
Yes.
And Arnie.
That's right. Activity with kicking. And a TV judge.
Judy, let's see.
Yes.
An activity with kicking.
Uh-huh.
Judo and Judy.
That's it. Very good. First class in slang. And an incubator baby.
Primo and Preemie.
Excellent. One of the Marx Brothers and a mythical monster.
I guess this wouldn't
Harpo
be...
Harpo and Harpy.
Harpo and Harpy, good. Now name another of the Marx Brothers. And your second clue is impudent.
Let's see, thinking Groucho and Grouchy.
Yeah.
So was I.
And it's not Gum. It's not Gummo. It's the other one.
Gummo, Harpo, Groucho.
And?
Zippo.
Oh, I guess, yes, it's the other one. And there's the other one.
Oh, I can't think of another.
I can't either.
Oh, I stumped you both. I'll tell you, it's Chico and Cheeky.
Oh.
All right, and here's your last one, A Place to Gamble, and the astronomer who discovered four of Saturn's moons.
Casino.
Yes, and Giovanni.
Cassini
is correct.
Sue, that was terrific. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Shortz's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Sue, what public radio station do you listen to?
WKNO, Memphis.
In Memphis. Sue Marsh from Bells, Tennessee. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Well, thank you.
And now, Will, what challenge do you have to welcome Leanne back next week?
Well, take the phrase sick sunbather, that's SICKSUNBATHER, rearrange these 13 letters to name a famous song from the 1960s. It's a song everyone knows. So again, sick sunbather, rearrange these 13 letters to name a famous song from the 1960s. What song is it?
And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And we'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Leanne Hansen's due back next week. Will, I've had a lot of fun playing with you.
Sheila, it's been great. Thanks a lot.